The epistle for the Feast of Pentecost is from the Acts of the Apostles. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind coming. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were, of fire. And it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with divers tongues, according to the Holy Ghost, as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. As for the words of the epistle, reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words. And the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you. But the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your mind whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me the commandment, so do I. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost. My dear faithful, today on Pentecost Sunday, we have some of our children receiving our first communions, the first Holy Eucharist, the first time they will receive in their body and soul the sacrament, which is the highest of all the sacraments. No other sacrament is more important than this one. None more holy, none more noble. It is, under the appearances of bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is our Savior himself. He hides himself in the form of bread and wine so that we will not find it too difficult to eat him. But he gives himself to us as a spiritual food, and we take him the same way we take other food. And then we are in a certain unity with him. When Jesus comes inside of us in the Holy Eucharist, of course, he's physically present, but his divinity is there. And he wants to be united to us. That is why we also, when we take the Holy Eucharist this way, we call it communion, because of the union that we make with ourselves and Jesus. We become united with him. And communion is normally given during the Mass, because we unite ourselves to him in his divinity, in his body, but also in his sacrifice. Jesus offered himself to the Father on Calvary when he was nailed to the cross. And that was the sacrifice that saves us. But we come to Mass, and we unite ourselves with Jesus, and we sacrifice. We bring our sacrifices, and we put them together with Jesus' sacrifice. So there is but one sacrifice, and it's that of Jesus, but it's also ours, because we sacrifice of ourselves too. When we have to do something for God, when we have to do something for our parents or those that are in charge of us, especially known to us when we don't feel like doing it, that it is a sacrifice of obedience. And we do it as a sacrifice. We tell the good Lord, this is for you. This is to go with Jesus' sacrifice. And then very little things become precious, because they're done with the intention of offering sacrifice to God, a sacrifice of obedience and of love. And it was a historical date when the whole world spoke the same language. And then the language was confounded so that people did not understand each other. And that was when, in the Old Testament, the men built a Tower of Babel. And they were doing it in a very proud way. They were not doing it for God. They were doing it for their own glory. And God looked down, and he did not like the way they were behaving. And so he confused their language so that they no longer spoke the same language. And so it was when man was being proud and doing his own thing, God made several languages. And then at Pentecost, when the apostles had received the Holy Ghost to strengthen them, to give them courage, to teach the faith to everyone without any sense of human respect, then this whole confusion of tongues was reversed, and everyone understood them. And it was because the apostles were serving God. They were there not to do their own thing, but to teach what the Holy Spirit and what Jesus had taught them. And that is one of the hallmarks of the Catholic Church. If you're a Catholic, no matter where you go and what language they speak there, you understand what's going on? Because you have the same Catholic faith. You have the same Savior, Jesus Christ. You have the same sacrifice of the Mass. You have the same seven sacraments. You have the same Pope. And those four things unite every Catholic together, no matter who they are or where they live. And that is something that was shown to us by this miracle. And everyone understood what the apostles were saying. It was the mark of the unity, and the one religion is given to us from God. And so on this first communion day, these three children will take the sacrament, which is a sacrament of union with Jesus Christ. First of all, it unites them to Jesus, because that is who they take. And they swallow the host. Jesus is within them. And as the host moves down inside of them, he will go right past their hearts. It is a time to give our love to him. When he is on our tongue and we taste the host, it is time to know him and to acknowledge that he is Jesus Christ, the one and only. And when he enters our stomach, it is time to be like he is, to imitate him, and to be united with all others in the world who are also united to him. So we unite ourselves to Jesus, and by doing so, to every Catholic around the world. And so that we are indeed members of one mystical body of Christ. So that wherever people believe the Roman Catholic religion and receive the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, there is a tremendous unity between them all. And it is from God. And we love one another because we are members of one body, the mystical body of Christ. And the sacrament is so great and so glorious that we can never really understand everything about it. But we must strive to understand as much as we can and to appreciate the Holy Eucharist for what it is and for what it can do for us. One thing that might help us to appreciate it is not to have the Holy Eucharist. Of course, that would be bad in its own way. Nevertheless, if we miss something, we begin to remind ourselves just how precious it is. What if you did not have the Mass? What if you did not have a priest? And you would not have the Holy Eucharist either. And then we begin to think more and more if we do without. We think more and more of what we really have, what a tremendous treasure we have. So today I say to everyone here that you should appreciate the Holy Eucharist for yourselves, that it is for you, and you are for it. The Sunday obligation, the obligation of an annual communion, those prove it. What do you come here for on Sunday? You worship the Holy Eucharist. You are for the Holy Eucharist. That's what you're for. There are other things that you have to concern yourself with, but there is nothing else that you are for in such a way as you are for the Holy Eucharist. You belong to it. It owns you. It is your God. The second person of the Holy Trinity is substantially present, and with him the Father and the Holy Ghost. So appreciate it. Come and love and adore it. And then also, as I said, it is for you. Jesus told us that he would not abandon us. I think she's going to get a spanking. He told us that he would not abandon us, and he stays with us in the Holy Eucharist. That is how he is with us, the primary way. And he stays here because he loves us so much that he brings his sacrifice before us and immolated in front of us at Mass and gives him his body for us to eat. And so we must remember that he is also for us. And that we should pray that we would always be completely ready and at least somewhat worthy to receive this holy gift. And that we should also pray for those who are going to receive it today, that they too will always be worthy to receive the Holy Eucharist, and that they will actually do it very often. If it's possible, we should want to receive the Holy Eucharist every day. It is the daily bread that we speak of in the Our Father. Of course, we pray for our other food as well, but when we say, give us this day our daily bread, we're first of all speaking of the Holy Eucharist. And St. Augustine says about the Holy Eucharist, he said, it is your daily bread. Receive it daily in order that it may profit thee daily. When we're able to have daily masses, we should make sure that we take every effort to see if it can't be, if it's possible that we can go to that Mass. And if it's not possible, we want to see people looking for ways to make it possible. Because this is our happiness. This is our salvation. Let's be devoted to the Holy Eucharist. On the first Fridays of each month, we have adoration. And much to my disappointment, the last time we did it, last weekend, there were hours that were no one's name was put, and many other hours and only had one name to stay and adore the Blessed Sacrament. Now, of course, it's a sacrifice to come here in the middle of the night, but I wonder if we don't appreciate Jesus as much as we should sometimes. Maybe there should be 7 or 8 names in every hour, if we really had some true appreciation for this sacrament and for all that Jesus did for us, his great and tremendous love, which we honor when we honor his Sacred Heart. And today then, being the Feast of Pentecost, remember that the Holy Ghost when he came to the apostles, he repeated and reminded them of all the things that Jesus taught. This is our faith. So let us be men and women of faith, children of faith, belonging to the good Lord, and loving His holy church and His holy sacrament, the Blessed Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.